Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
You know, I have done so many shows on Twitter, Facebook, with my podcast. I'm an artist, yes I am, but if anyone's interested in me musically, I hope they do it directly, because I don't want nobody around me who's inquiring about my music and come near me, or if they know who I am or what I look like, and don't say anything. I don't want them around me. We do with people directly. Either you're interested, you come directly, contact me, or not. You know, it's very hard to deal with this, especially someone like me who's done it so long and have not received any recognition and worked really hard. I wrote thousands of songs. I sang a lot. But I keep an open mind. I'm not, you know, to everybody, and I'm very friendly. So please contact. I have people from my past, from my hometown, who came over to my home without me knowing. I have people, I don't like that. I really don't like when people come over to my home outside and gossip and everything. I think that's crazy. But I also had told, it's related to the dark elements of the society that I dealt with in my building, otherwise where, as I mentioned, I had people who, allegations that were looking into my home and stuff, you know. I think that was crazy too. And that's criminal. That's no excuse. But I don't like to be negative at all. I'm a very nice person. I like to, I like people of all types. When I'm at home, inside my home, then, you know, that's my period to be me. Like anybody else, to do and feel comfortable inside my place, which is, you know, eventually I'm going to sell. But you know, publicly and directly, and, you know, I really do like to deal with people directly. So most that's how we deal with people, personal and public, in every aspect, shape, or form, in every aspect of life. If we want to get, you know, we have court system to schooling to relationships, etc. We deal with people directly. We always deal with people directly. We don't go behind their back. We don't go and come to somebody and say things behind their back and don't contact them, which I think that these people have some kind of mental problem or something. But the most important thing I would like to say is that I write and play music. I release legacy songs. And, you know, it's good enough to write about these things. You know, those are topics that I could write about, but I don't consider myself just a songwriter, because songwriting is just part of the equation, because I'm foremost a singer. Because my voice I use as an instrument, and as well as to sing. I have my own unique style. Yeah, people, critics said they don't think I can sing. I think I can sing. I just think that people just don't, I don't care about the critics of my voice, because my voice is so important to me to instrumentalize and to make creative music and to create from that standpoint. It's important that I continue, because that's what I have done. Because I have received no recognition whatsoever. I was tossed out like a leaf on a tree with my music and not taken seriously by the establishment, so I had to continue to create, because I love to create. I do it in my own way, because I've done it so many years when I was younger, and I'm older, so I'm more complex and trying to do things other than music, but music is always going to remain an important part. But as I dealt with becoming on Twitter and got a little fame and released a little songs, I did not, you know, I'm just like at the indie stage. But still, as I said before, when I released legacy songs, I did not, I don't want to deal with individuals who want to come and bush, come around me from my past or from or some other or who is interested in my music and don't talk to me, because I think that's crazy. That's not rational. It's best that they keep away. I don't want no person like that around me, because if I don't know who they are or why they coming around me, and they coming around me anyway and don't tell me, then something is seriously wrong with them mentally, or they're up to no good. I can't deal with that. If you're dealing with somebody or whatever, you deal with them directly. And that's what the dark side, you know, only people who do things like that are criminals or some mentally ill people, which I dealt with because I got a little fame on the internet. And I'm fine. You know, I write and play music. So I do it in my own way. With COVID, it's very hard to do. Do the right thing, you know, to do what I need to do, to go out and sing. I like to just keep doing it, and because that's what I really wanted to do when I came to Hollywood when I was younger, and I live near Hollywood, and perhaps I will always will. Because this is a place for dreams. And everybody who comes out here, there are millions of people who wants to be a musician or wants to be an artist. And, you know, that's what it's for. It's for people who wants to be and live that dream. But we have to work hard by creating and creating and creating, not just talking about it or something. And I'm saying that because I'm just being truthfully honest. But I always respect other artists or people who have dreamed whatever they want to do in their life, because everybody deserves to go for their dream and make it come true. You know, no one needs to be hindered from it. Everybody should be allowed to go for those dreams. I say that because I have people who are simply trying to stop me from going for my dream. The struggles is they try to prevent me from getting on stage. They make up stories about my health. And no, I'm not doing it to be an amateur. If I was doing it to be an amateur, I would have never made those demos or released it to the public. But, you know, dealing with crazy or conspicuous people who come around and don't know who they are, I don't want to deal with those type of people. I want to deal with people directly. You know, I don't want somebody coming over here being nosy and not contact because I think something is wrong with that person. Please don't come at all. But that's the situation as it is. I made music to be in a professional business. I've been doing it for a very long time. So I'm looking for my first break. I had a very tough life, but I know I have to expand my horizons and be realistic about what I need to do. But at the same time, I don't want no one questioning me or coming around me who don't know me. I have individuals from my past, like Buffalo, or from who I lived a long time ago, who simply should not be out here coming near me because they have not contacted me, and I know they shouldn't be doing what they're doing. I don't want no negative person around. I deal with people directly. Basic common sense. Music is for people to enjoy and to deal with people directly. That's how you live on this planet. You don't go behind somebody's back that you don't talk to and come over to where I'm at. I leave it there. But, you know, making music is, whether I'm with somebody else or not, spontaneous is... ways to do it is how I do it, you know, just on the spot, or I plan out with lyrics. or you know, I co-write the lyrics, or with the producing, or the music. Just one day at a time, you know. But when I dealt with a lot of haters, okay, and I realized how hard it is to be an artist. And I'm not doing it to be amateur. I'm doing it to be a professional. If I was doing it to be an amateur, I would have quit a long time ago. And I would not have released, made those songs. Rock and pop. Some people are not realistic about living in L.A. They said I should be working in an office. Yeah, I work in an office. I have a job. I have a company I have to run. And I also want to say that I don't want these individuals coming around me telling me what to do because I'm an adult. Because that's part of your dream killing. Like they said, I should not, like they, when these individuals say I should be just intellectual and not an artist. That is negative. It's profoundly negative. They want to take my dreams away. We don't do that to talented artists or individuals. All shapes and sizes and ages who come out here. And I'm simply not going to tolerate that, not even for my own family, because half of them I'm not close to or will ever see again. But, you know, that's the thing about my life. It's been very complex. Too many struggles and too many obligations and tribulations. But I still continue to do what I need to do in order for my dream to come true. I try to be careful what I say because I do believe that everything will be okay at the end of the day. Thank you from Death Knight.
Thank you.